Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, hi, this is Eleanor Friedberger, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. This hour I'm playing whatever I want to play because it's my KUTX. I had an album come out in May. It's called Rebound. It's my fourth album since, I don't want to say breakup, but since my brother and I went on a hiatus, in quotation marks, from the Fiery Furnaces. And I'm going to play first, a song by a woman who I admire very much. Her name is Kate LeBon. She's Welsh. And I've learned to play some of her songs, which is not something I do too much, covering other artists. But I don't know, there's something about her songs where there's a few especially where I'm like, I wish I had written this, or I feel like I could have written this, or this is meant for me to sing kind of thing, which is pretty strange. But the song is called Love Is Not Love. It's on her last album, and I'm really looking forward to her new album, which I think is going to come out next year.
Takes me underground, leaves me writhing in the reeds, hiding somewhere in the choir. I won't let you, I won't let you sing my name again, love. Sing my name again, love. Sing my name again. Love is not love. It's a coat hanger, a borrowed line, no passenger.
That was Kate LeBon, Love Is Not Love. Next up is a song, it's a German song. So if you know German, you'll know more about this than I do. It's called Kansein, and it's by a band called The Top, which is Clemens Knieper, or Kneiper, however you want to pronounce it, who produced my last two albums with me. He's a young German man who lives in a place called Germantown, New York. His father wrote this song, and his father's name is Jürgen Knieper, who is a German TV and film composer, and he did the soundtracks for a lot of Wim Wenders movies. This is a song I think he wrote in the 60s and features Clemens singing, and I think he just sounds so great singing the song.
Kann sein. Du suchst mich genauso sehr wie ich dich. Kann sein, du weißt nicht, dass es mich gibt und ich nicht, dass es dich gibt. Kann sein, wenn wir uns begegnen, wird es regnen und die Sonne scheint. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, du brauchst mich genauso sehr wie ich dich. siehst mich und weißt noch nicht, dass du in mich verliebt bist. Kann sein, wenn wir uns begegnen, wird es regnen und die Sonne scheint. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, du hast mich genauso gern wie ich dich. Kann sein, du bleibst stehen und drehst dich um, du schaust mich an und ich dich. Kann sein, wenn wir uns begegnen, wird es regnen und die Sonne scheint. Kann sein, auch hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt. Kann sein, auch du hast schon einmal davon geträumt.
That was Kann Sein by The Top. This is Eleanor Friedberger, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. Next up is a band, and the next three songs actually are some 90s artists. I went to UT in the 90s. I lived in Austin from 94 to 98, and I saw bands probably four nights a week, something like that. This is a band that I'm sad to say I never saw. And I kind of mourn that idea, but they were one of my favorite bands, Stereolab. And this song is called Infinity Girl. It's on an album that was produced by John McIntyre of a band called Tortoise, who we're going to hear in a second. I don't want to give it away. But anyway, this is one of my favorite bands. And I was listening to them a lot right before I started working on my latest album, Rebound. So I think the last song on the album, Rule of Action, the song. And that song is definitely inspired by Stereolab. So this is Infinity Girl.
Much too big to fall us through so far, because we don't know.
That was Stereo Lab. And next up was one of the first shows that I can remember seeing in Austin when I was a freshman at UT at the old Emos. I was lucky enough to have a fake ID so I could get in for free. But I was 18, and it's the Jesus Lizard. And the album Down came out when I was a freshman, I'm pretty sure, but don't hold me to that, in 94. And this is called Fly on the Wall. Still the best show, one of the best shows I've ever seen, live bands. I mean, hands down, I'd say it's the Jesus Lizard. Hi, this is Eleanor Friedberger. I've got a new album out. It's called Rebound, and I'm guest DJing tonight on KUTX Austin. I'm playing right now a block of songs. Well, actually, this next one isn't from the 90s, but I think of these two artists as being very 90s. It's Tortoise and Bonnie Prince Billy. They did an album of covers that's really great. This is Daniel by Elton John, which is one of my favorite Elton John songs too. And I just think the whole album is terrific, but this interpretation of Daniel is really beautiful.
Daniel's traveling tonight. I can see the red tear lights in space.
that was Tortoise and Will Oldham doing Daniel. The next song I'm going to play is by an artist who I just discovered recently. One of those, I don't know, I still hear about new music just from word of mouth and from friends. And someone played me a song by this woman, Anna Domino, and I'd never heard of her. And I just totally fell in love with it. It's called Review. I don't know anything about her. She's one of those people that I'm happy to enjoy the music. I think it's from the early 80s, but even that I'm not too sure about. But it was funny because I after finishing my album, which, you know, people have kind of said it sounds more like an 80s record because there's more synthesizers and drum machines, but I've never really listened to that much of that kind of music. So it's funny to kind of go back and listen to something that could have influenced me but didn't, but kind of retro influence. And this is definitely a song like that. It's called Review.
Thank you.
That was Anna Domino, Review. This is Eleanor Friedberger, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. The next song, I'm not even sure I should try to pronounce it because it's in Japanese. The artist's name is Maki Awakawa. My favorite record label going is based in Los Angeles. It's called Light in the Attic, and they do a lot of really terrific reissues. And this is from a Japanese compilation of, folk rock, you'd say, from the early 70s, I think, maybe also late 60s. This one, I don't know, I was drawn to this because it sounds like a Fiery Furnaces song, a little bit the rhythm to Benton Harbor Blues, which is one of my favorite songs that we did. I'm not going to pronounce it because I'm just gonna fudge it up. So this is Maki Awakawa. That was Maki Awakawa. Again, I'm not going to mispronounce or butcher the Japanese song title of that beautiful recording. The next song I'm going to play is, again, another artist who I, of course, had heard of but never really knew much about him. And a friend recommended me this album by Nils Lofgren. I think it's his first album, first solo album. And the song is called The Sun Hasn't Set on This Boy Yet, which, I don't know, it's just like a classic sort of piano rock song. But I really love the lyrics. It's something that I could imagine also singing, I guess, myself, which to me, it sounds like a guy going to kind of on his path of being an artist. At least that's my interpretation. But it's The Sun Hasn't Set on This Boy Yet. This is Eleanor Friedberger. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin, and I'm just playing what I like currently. The next song that I'm going to play for you is by a band that, I don't know, it's funny. I didn't listen to them until I was in my late 20s. I had a boyfriend who said that Sparks was his favorite band, and I'd never really listened to them. And then it wasn't until like long after we broke up that I like really got into them myself, which I think is kind of a funny thing that happens sometimes. But this is Sparks, and the song is called Sherlock Holmes. Thank you. The next song I'm going to play is by Alan Vega. It's on an album that I believe was produced by Rick Ocasek. The song is called Video Babe. On my album Rebound, I was trying to, I don't know, I thought an easy thing to say was like, let's make a record that sounds kind of like Suicide, which it doesn't. But, you know, for me, that was just a shorthand for like drum machines and kind of simple arrangements. So I was listening to this album a lot.
Here comes the jipper to Rudy Madalena. It's a video, babe, and a neutron ring. Hollywood dreams are going insane.
Hi, this is Eleanor Friedberger. I've got a new album out. It's called Rebound, and I'm guest DJing tonight on KUTX Austin. When I lived in Austin, I was an intern at Austin City Limits in the fall of 1998. And I can't remember if it was the 24th, 25th, or 26th season. But there were a few really great shows that I can remember, and one being Lucinda Williams. And I think they told me, I remember something about like she was the only artist who ever asked to retape the whole show. I don't know if that's true. But that was also the year that this album came out, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. And the song Drunken Angel is such a great song. And also coincidentally, I saw the movie Blaze the other night. And I wasn't super familiar with his music, but I knew of him. And I knew this song was supposedly about him. So another little Austin tidbit. Anyway, this is Lucinda Williams singing Drunken Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Eleanor Friedberger, and thank you so much for listening to my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. I've got a new album called Rebound out. Please listen to it. And you can find the full episode in my playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. The last song I'm going to play is by Yoko Ono, Run, 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 which is another song that I've covered along with that Kate LeBond song we started with. Yoko Ono, I don't know what to say about her. I admire her greatly. I think she's really underrated, as a songwriter. It's amazing that she's still, I don't know. I look forward to her funny tweets more than most people. And I just think it's a beautiful song. So Run, Run, Run by Yoko Ono. Thank you for listening.
Feeling the spring. Nobody.